Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guide here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, The Rise of the Micro Brands.
Lunch with Norm.
Okay, we're broadcasting to you live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn today. If you are watching this on a replay, just skip ahead. And for those of you watching on my personal Facebook page, remember you can always head over to Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy, and watch for highlights and videos. You know, you got to do that because Kelsey spends a lot of time doing all this repurposing. You know, we gotta pay Kelsey off by watching some of the stuff that he does. Right, Kels?
It would be appreciated.
And I'm not just saying it. You do a great job.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Kels, tell everybody what they're supposed to do.
All right. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. We are an official podcast, which is super exciting. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast, you'll be able to find us. And we have a new website right there, lunchwithnorm.com. All the guest bios, descriptions, show notes, they'll all be posted there afterwards.
Right. And any references that the guests might make to any books or anything like that will be there as well. Oh, by the way, one of the things that you might want to take a look at is you can go over to lunchwithnorm.com or normanferrar.com and subscribe to our newsletter. This, I tell everybody every week, it doesn't suck. It's actually great content. You're going to get content not only about Amazon, but digital marketing, social media, anything to do with helping to optimize your store. So just go over, subscribe to it. It's once a week. The newest edition is out today. And also, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time for the live episodes of Lunch with Norm. So and I think that's watching, it today.
If you're watching right now, hit those like buttons. Get those likes going. Share this video. And all it does great stuff for us.
See, Kelsey takes care of me. I don't have to worry about that stuff. Well, that's a good thing about having kids. all right. So today, I think that's it for the update. So today we have a great guest. People in the Amazon business or in the Amazon world probably have seen Melissa Simonson all over the place. She is an incredible lady, a great entrepreneur. She was on my podcast, I Know This Guy, I take a look at the most interesting people I know, kind of dig into their backgrounds. And if you haven't checked out that episode, it's great. She gets into some really wild stuff. And her background is very impressive, like what she's gone through and where she is today. She also has been involved with the Empowery Women's Conference, I believe it was the first women's conference targeting Amazon sellers. And I was there. It was fantastic. Can't wait to see the next conference. Hope I'm invited. But anyways, let's get down to talking with Melissa.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
Great. I forgot one thing. I forgot to tell everybody to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the podcast. Now we're ready.
Now we're ready.
Kelsey says I have to say that every podcast. So
I hope this is okay.
Hey.
This is my coffee.
Right back at you.
There you go.
Oh, but double fisting today.
Oh, hey. You got to have, you know, a little bit of mix there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So why don't we just go back and tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Melissa Simonson. I run the Empower E-Commerce Cooperative. It was founded as a co-op to help e-commerce entrepreneurs succeed. I have been sort of in the Amazon space, the e-commerce space for about 2.5, maybe 3 years now, and very excited to be here. It's awesome energy with the people that you meet and just the it's different than everything else that you experience, I think. And there's a really interesting kind of person that you meet at these events. I really got into it as soon as I was exposed to it. And I think a lot of things in my life changed as soon as I became part of Empowery and e-commerce, really. And I think that that's due to a lot of the people here and really maximizing networking, you know, and getting to know the people in this space. It makes a big impact on your life if you're working at it.
So if I'm new to Amazon and I've never heard of Empowery, and the reason why we're talking about Empowery and not the just the broad overview is there's only one co-op for Amazon sellers, and that's Empowery. Right. So let's get that out of the way. So if you hear me keep talking about Empowery, it's not an ad for Empowery, but they're the only ones in the business, and it's an incredible topic. So tell us a little bit of about Empowery, about the co-op. You know, why is it important?
Yeah, Empowery, I mean, it really, the question started surfacing about, you know, where do I go if I am an Amazon seller, if I'm an e-commerce seller, and I have questions and I don't know where to turn? That really is maybe the foundational question here of why Empowery exists. You know, there's a lot of people who will take advantage. There's a lot of gurus who will claim to know things. There's a lot of new services that pop up, and you're not sure if you even really need that service to be successful in your brand, your business. And how do you know? You know, you can talk to a few people, and hopefully you have some people that you trust who have experience with that. But that's really the best way to go about it is references from people. And so the idea behind that is sort of what formed the co-op. If we could gather a group of people, a group of Amazon sellers, where they could share information and we could, you know, kind of cheer each other on and also have a louder voice. You know, if it's not just the individual seller that is saying, hey, Amazon, not great what you're doing to me here. They don't want to listen. They don't have to listen. But if there's a group of all of us combined and all the private label sellers are raising a stink about something that is going on that is not right, then they have to listen. You know, it's become clear that Amazon really was only listening to bad press and legal action. And now they're not really paying that much attention to bad press anymore. But when the bad press was actually making some changes happen, then that's something you know, as a group of people, you have to lean into. And if you have the contacts to reach out to people who can put that kind of information in front of a wide audience and speak on behalf of all of the Amazon sellers who are affected by these things, that makes us more powerful. One seller struggles. All of us together, you know, still being independent businesses, but working together to create change, to be a better sphere for us to be doing business in. That's really what this is about. And then, you know, also having pre-negotiated rates for our partners and service providers so that you know they're trusted. These are people that you should be doing business with. This is actually a service that would benefit your business based on your business needs. And we've already negotiated rates for you and cash back and different perks and stuff like that. So you know that if Empowery is vouching for a partner, we've vetted them, you've got a discount and you've got some perks. So that's kind of where we're coming from.
I like the idea about having a single voice.
Yeah.
I deal with Amazon all the time and it's so hard. You can call them. 10 different answers, 10 times that when you call, right? It's just a different answer. You're only seeing their answers popping up on their screen. Anyways, also when more critical things happen, like a suspension or the thing that happened with pesticides or the IPI situation, that restrictions that we're in right now going into fourth quarter, where do you turn? And a lot of people will go to Facebook groups, like you said, and you're getting advice from maybe not the most knowledgeable people, or right. It might be just a what if, you know, and they're just giving you their advice without any experience.
Yeah.
So with Empowery, the co-op, you've got experts that are answering this question. And I know I've been on your calls before, and I've heard some of the quality of the calls and the nuggets. I hate using nuggets. Do you hate using nuggets? Everybody uses nuggets.
I'm gonna overuse now.
But let's Let's change this. Let's figure out a word that, you know, we can use other than nuggets. But anyway, some valuable material that if I didn't listen to it, and it was about insurance. That was the one. How you could save thousands of dollars in insurance. That was, I had no idea you could do that. But that's what we're talking about here. So having a voice. So if you have a problem, all of a sudden you see that your issue or your account has been banned or suspended for some reason, pesticides. What the hell do you do?
Yeah. I mean, that's such a scary situation to be in. And like, think about like when the China tariffs were coming down and people are like, I don't even know where to find the information about this. Does it even affect my product? I don't know. And where should I look? And, you know, the state sales tax, like people are getting bullied by the state of California.
Yeah. What?
That is terrifying. So if you are in that situation, you feel so alone and so like small, you know, but imagine, you know, in 5 years or 10 years, if we can gather up more of the sellers and become a bigger deal, then we'll have all of these sellers who, you know, our voice becomes louder and people don't have to feel alone in this anymore. You know, you have someone to reach out to, you have somewhere to go, you know, that's this lighthouse in the rough seas of entrepreneurship. And that's, it's a rare thing. It's something I'm very proud to be part of. And, you know, I feel very fortunate as well because Steve Simonson and Evan Hackle are the co-founders of Empowery. Evan Hackle has a ton of experience with co-ops. He started one with a group of people that, you know, was flooring and stuff like that and eventually became Carpet One. Like he has been part of many successful co-ops. And Steve Simonson, as many people know, my oldest brother, he is a lifelong entrepreneur, very, very successful, very knowledgeable. And he wanted to start this because this is it's a legacy move. This is him giving back. He's bought, sold, traded, invested in business after business. And this is him giving back on a wider scale because you can go to Steve or a mentor or somebody and say, how do I solve this problem? This is what I'm looking at in my business. But how can Steve duplicate himself, right? So that he can do that for a large group of people. And that's what Empowery is. That's how it was born. And beyond that, he wanted to make sure that people knew they can trust the word of Empowery like they trust Steve's own word. And for that reason, it was founded as a nonprofit. And so 51% or more of everything that comes into the co-op is redistributed back to the members based on their own spending. So if you're spending money with, you know, Helium 10 or with, you know, your freight forwarding company, right? You have to get your freight over from China. If you're spending that money, you now get cash back that comes into the co-op and we redistribute 51% or more of that back to our members. So instead of just spending the money that you're already going to be spending, you get a piece of it back. And it's a way that people know this is for them. They can trust what recommendations we're giving because it really is in the best interest of the company that we're talking to, the person that we're talking to, and not, you know, someone that you might say on a Facebook group, you know, hey, I'm having this problem. Who would you go to? And either the person's like, me, I would love your business. Or someone says, hey, use this person. And they have an affiliate link. So they might be getting a piece of that. And maybe it's still genuine advice. Maybe it's still good advice, but maybe they're getting a piece of that. So you just can't quite be sure. The only piece that Empowery gets is enough for us to continue doing business. We cover overhead and redistribute the rest back to our members.
So one of the things here, well, first of all, I should give a quick shout out to Victor. Hey, Victor.
Hi, Victor.
You're never late to the party. hey, Michelle. Oh, man, it's nice to see you on here. Marina. Steven, yes, I do get nervous. Like, am I shaking? it's the microphone. But that's just in my voice. But anyways, yeah,
we're
this
such
is
a
fantastic.
Pair, Norm, the two of us.
We are, aren't we?
I know nobody thinks we get nervous, but the two of us together, like we've had little panic sessions for like 5 minutes before we go live, before where we're like, I'm nervous. Are you nervous?
We've even shared what pills to take to stop stage fright, right?
That's right.
All legal, by the way. But, you know, I want to go back to talking about Evan and your brother. So I've met Evan. Incredible. We've had a sit down and filled with knowledge. Great guy. But I know your brother much better than Evan. He is one of my main go-to guys.
Yeah.
If there is something I don't know about Amazon, Steve is always there and he's always been able to share. So, you know, he's one of the guys that I go to get advice all the time. And when he started this Empowery program, like it was like, wow, this makes complete sense. So if we've got 100 Steves in the program willing to share, and that's the thing too, it's like-minded people. If you're a jerk, you're going to be probably not accepted.
Yeah, that's you know? Exactly right. This strict yeah. not my whole policy. So if you're out for yourself, if you want to know like what's in it for me only, and you're not willing to like put anything back into it, you most likely will not become a member.
Right. And listen, if you come up with a problem, you can post it in a Facebook group. How easy is that? If you get suspended or suppressed, or there's something wonky about your rankings, and you can type a question and people will get back to you, that's great. Now, a lot of people, and this shouldn't be mixed up with a mentoring service, right? So if you've got a mentor and you've got somebody that's helping you grow your business or your life, that's one thing. This is a little bit different. This is taking all of the Amazon sellers, even e-com, putting them together and then forming a united front.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be a lot harder for Amazon to ignore this. One of the things that I saw early on in Empowery was the Dear John letter.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that for a second? That was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. So this was a very creative idea that was meant to be like, you know, I think most people are familiar with Dear John letters, right? You have someone that goes away, they go to war or they go on a mission or they, you know, they're traveling or something and they get the Dear John letter from their girlfriend or whoever back home, their significant other. And it says, you know, Dear John, you know, things used to be great. They're not working out so well anymore. This is the end. And so we put together a campaign for Amazon that were Dear John letters. Hey, you know, we're sellers here. Things used to be great. We made a lot of money. Now you're changing everything and things aren't looking good. We can't keep continuing this way. And that's really the way that we approach it, because a lot of people are sending hate mail to Amazon, like, hey, you guys don't care about your sellers, you know, and nobody wants to read just a load of negativity. But if you put it in a creative format, then it makes them pay attention more. And so doing something in an unexpected way to get the ear of Amazon, you know, I think is one of the ways that you have to go about it, because they're just too big right now, you know, to pay attention to just one seller. And so putting together a campaign of a bunch of sellers having creative letters instead of just a lot of negative feedback is a better way.
The thing about those Dear John letters is it wasn't just screaming at Amazon. Yeah. It was giving them constructive criticism. And these Dear John letters were actually posted in the employees' lunchroom, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah, they were.
So they could see how they were affecting people's lives. And that's the other thing about this co-op, is that when we started out in Amazon, okay, some people were just throwing money in and it was the Wild West and you could make money a lot faster than you could nowadays. However, Amazon is still a great platform, but the problem is there's so many people that are like families now depending on the Amazon store. Mm-hmm. And so they're putting their life savings into it. And then these things happen. They try to solve it themselves. Instead of taking days to solve it, it takes weeks or months. And all of a sudden that family is out of luck. They might lose quite a bit of money, hopefully not their life savings, and you shouldn't be risking your life savings. But anyways, this is another area where I can see it help for those single sellers. And sometimes we haven't got into, you know, what it costs to get and work with Empowery. This is secondary, but being able to talk to somebody that's going to have it done for you very quickly rather than going out to 10 different gurus and listening to YouTube videos. And by the way, if you're listening to my YouTube videos, that's okay. But but there are just so many people that are giving not maybe wrong advice, but advice that is not going to get you out of trouble any quicker. So that's one thing. Now let's talk about another area that's that I love about Empowery. I'm one of, and I should be like, I want full disclosure. I saw the power of Empowery, and I wanted to become a partner. We talked about it. So I am, in one of my companies, a partner in Empowery. I love it. I love the way that they vetted us. You know, we weren't just allowed to come on board. I mean, Melissa, she smiles, right? Well, try being a partner. Wait, try being vetted by her. It's a whole different story.
Business, man.
but anyways, there is a vetting process, and everybody who's in, do you go out and try to find the best people in the business, yeah, or in the niche? Or
we do.
Do you have multiple people that are
like, so we try and find the categories that people need a service to be filled in, right? So, right, you know, freight or 3PL storage warehousing. And we try to do research and find the best facility that we can. So we want the best in category. And then we find a couple different options. So if it makes sense to only have one service provider in that area, we would do that, because maybe there's not enough points of differentiation for why we would be advertising two different ones. But in most cases, there's 2 to 3 different providers that we can recommend, because there's some differentiation, right? So maybe in like the finance sector, maybe for bookkeeping and stuff, there's one type of company that will give you just everything included, and it's one monthly price. And that works great for some customers, because they just want to set it and forget it and walk away, have it be completed. And there might be other people who say, you know, I've got an in-house bookkeeper. I don't want that necessarily included in the price that I'm paying. I want to do this a la carte style. So there's a couple different options that you have there that work better for some people. And then there's even the personality aspect that you have to take into consideration. You might need to know for sure that you're working with somebody that you can get along with and that you have personal trust and respect for. And so having a couple different options there is a little bit vital for that reason.
The other thing, well, I think your nickname is The Hammer.
The Hammer. This is the first time hearing of this.
Like, I know that our prices when we negotiated, so from the partner side of it, Empowery gets, as a co-op, they get the best published prices possible. And one of the reasons, members, there's a lot of members, so they can take advantage of that. So when you're going out, like take, for example, our content or our press releases, people that sign up get the best prices possible. I know, like with rebates, you know, with Rank Bell, same thing. And you just go down the list, insurance. So these have already been negotiated. You're already getting discounted prices. And if you just take a look at what you can get through the partner network, forget everything else, the value of the co-op is incredible. Anyways, I, as you can tell, I am a big fan. I'm a super fan. I've been like from day one when you guys told me about this, I thought this is going to be the biggest thing ever to hit Amazon sellers. Yeah. Now, here's a fear point. Okay. So here's people listening out there right now are going, well, can I afford it? What does it cost?
Right.
You know, and they're afraid to get involved because you do have to pay for it, but mm-hmm. you're paying for basically the basics, like just to survive, right? This is set up as a nonprofit, correct?
Yeah.
So let's go through that. I'll go through the pricing, and then I want to go back to a few other questions.
Okay. Yeah. So just to touch on your point a little bit with the negotiation, it's true. Like we definitely want to make sure that we are getting the best prices, because with us coming together as a group, then we can and should leverage better prices from our service providers, because it should be based on the total volume that the co-op as a whole does. And that's the power of Empowery. That's the power of the co-op. It makes it a really beautiful thing. And it's great for the service providers as well. We want to make sure that the deals that they're making and the prices that we're negotiating are still in worked out in a way that will make them be more successful. These are all entrepreneurs. Everybody in the co-op, they're all entrepreneurs, the service providers and the members alike. And we want everyone to be successful, because the more the members succeed, the more the service providers succeed, the more they succeed, and around it goes. So as far as the pricing goes, if people are nervous about this, I can take your fear away immediately, because you can start with Empowery for a starter membership at $500, and there is no monthly upkeep for that. You are in. So you pay to get in, and then you're in. And then you have access to our entire network of these pre-vetted suppliers. We put you in personal contact with them with an introductory email or with the link that goes directly to them that already has our benefits connected to that link.
So Melissa, sorry. Yeah. One supplier, if they take advantage, can easily cover off that $500.
Absolutely.
So that's, I'm not trying, I have nothing to do. I don't have an affiliate fee. I have nothing except I am a partner there, and it's pretty much at cost. So, you know, what the heck, the hammer, but anyways, the reason why I'm so passionate about this is what it can do for you with these simply by coming out, ordering a couple of press releases or ordering a few rebates. You'll cover that $100 off in a second. So that fee or that $500 account is a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, and even some of the content that we put out, or the advice that Steve jumps on sometimes and provides, you know, just hearing that 5-minute detail sometimes will save people thousands of dollars as well. So sometimes it's just the information that we're providing that makes that $500 worth it. And then beyond that, having the discounts on every single service that you can think of that you might need. So Helium 10, Zon Tracker, PPC, every category of service that you use for service providers. We have somebody that is a solution provider and they have a discount. So you combine all of those and easily you have saved that $500, and then you continue on from there. And there's no monthly fee, of course, with that starter membership. So there's another membership called the shareholding membership. So because Empowery is a co-op, then shareholders are paid out dividends. And so shareholders pay $1,000 for their share, which would be returned to them if they ever left the co-op, and that share would be given to somebody else. And then $1,000 to join. So it's $1,000 for the shareholding membership instead of the $500. So with the share fee and the onboarding fee, that's $2,000. And then that shareholding fee is $250 per month to upkeep. Now, what we try and do with our shareholders is immediately we meet with our shareholders and we find out, you know, what services are you using? What services should you be using? What ways can we help you save money? And they are the ones that are receiving the dividends. They get cash back. And so we try to make sure that their cash back and their monthly fee are at least matched. And we had someone who they joined in, I think it was 2 Octobers ago. And between October and December, they had made enough to cover all of their monthly fees for a year. So that's how much cash back they earned just in that 3 months, because they were using, you know, the freight forwarding and just a few of the partners. And they weren't using everything. So there was more money they could be making profit. So we could be essentially working for them and helping them network and, you know, doing whatever we can for their business, and they could be making money off of it. That's the real power here. It's not like anything else you've ever seen. I see a question here from Shane. Is a co-op service worth it even for smaller sellers, or is there a certain cutoff point you would recommend? This is a great question, because that starter membership that I talked about, that's for people who have just gotten started. I would say it's more beneficial if you're already selling, but you could be at the starter level. And the starter is from like $0 to $1 million a year. And the content that we put out and the things that we provide and some of the deals that we've made are based on that price range, that revenue level that people are at. The shareholding level, you must meet certain requirements. So you need to be at the $1 million or more per year mark. You need to have been in business for at least 1 year with this or a previous company that we can vouch, you know, that we can have vouched for. And the reason for that is because we want to make sure that you can afford that $250 fee until we hopefully get your cash back up to the point where it matches or exceeds. And also, we want to provide content that's applicable to the type of business that you're in. The journey from 0 to 1 million is very, very different than the journey from, you know, $1 to $5 million, right? So the content that you need is different. We don't want to be putting out content that's too advanced for some people, you know, and so it's just over their heads and it's not helpful. And we don't want to be, you know, putting out content to these advanced sellers that's so far below their level that they don't find it helpful or useful. So we have those two memberships. And the shareholders who are paying these additional fees and stuff, they get that extra content at the advanced level, that's mastermind level content that's provided to them only. And no one else gets that. It's occasionally in the Empowery Facebook group, we'll do a Facebook Live or something that is the beginner level content and maybe a couple advanced things that's sort of transitional. And we'll post that live and sometimes take it down to be posted in our member portal that can be viewed again by members at their leisure. But we never do that for the shareholder information. That stuff is, it's powerful information. And we, you know, have our experts come in and they, what are we going to call those instead of nuggets, Norm? They drop these pots of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Silver. Let's do something other than nuggets.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just looking at some of the comments that came down. Have you ever talked to Stephen Pope, my Amazon guy?
I'm not sure.
Stephen, you're on the podcast. You've got to contact Melissa. Stephen's got an incredible podcast. He's got a great, huge following. Anyways, I think that would help get the word out there. Anybody else that's listening today that has a podcast or a blog or anything, we got to get the word out about an Amazon co-op. So it's so important. One of the other things with the with this co-op is you've got different areas. You've got the actual membership. Okay, you can go into the Facebook group, but there's monthly calls. There's your shareholder calls. So these are just like any other group, like private Amazon sellers group, you know, Amazon FBA, the high rollers. This is a high level call from 3 or 4 people every month. Yeah. Is that about right?
Yeah. So we have Steve come on and he does sort of e-commerce news. I will give any updates on Empowery news. And then we cover finance, operations, and marketing. And we have an expert speaker on each of those three topics. And then when possible, we have a peer presenter as well. The peer presenter will come in and talk about a situation that they may have encountered or learned from in the past, you know, 90 days or so that might be beneficial and applicable to other people's businesses so that they can learn from a peer as well as the experts and service providers. And these are all content-based. None of these are sales calls or anything like that. They're all meant to help you succeed. And then we can put you in touch with those same service providers if you have questions or you want to follow up. And yeah, many of these, like our service providers and the speakers and stuff, and they have to be Empowery aligned if they're going to be speaking on our mastermind calls. But all of those service providers, they've come together to provide a bunch of stuff that you can try for free to see if it is beneficial for you. And there's, I think we have like 13 or for $14,000 worth of stuff you can get for free without doing it.
So yeah. And that's something I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14,000.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. There's more over $13,000 worth of value that you can get. This might be a free consultation for something that, like, you know, is based on your business, finding out information you need and how you can do that yourself. Our people will help you try and do it yourself if that's the path that you want to take. And then if later you want to come back to them, because this is a path, this is a bridge to connect you guys. So it's in our service provider's best interest, and they know that it's in their best interest to talk to you about how you can succeed on your own and how you can understand what you need to do and the steps you can take to solve this problem that you come to them with. And then, you know, that's a bridge that you'll hopefully come back to them with more questions or to initiate services or, you know, be a customer at some point. And so you get these things for free just because that's good business.
The other really important part about all of this, it's the power of networking.
Yeah.
So you do that by having your Facebook group, having the calls, but you guys throw really incredible events. So the one, I've gone to two. So I went to the one in Seattle. All right. So everybody listening, where else can you walk into Amazon, talk to the head of PPC, talk to the head of what was the other?
There was sponsored products and lightning deals.
Okay. And, you know, they're there to answer questions. And you sit there, you talk. Then they take you individually or in groups of three, and you're talking to the people that you will never, ever have a chance to get in contact with. Now, the other area, so this was it the same day? So
it was the next day, I think.
When we went to eBay?
Yeah.
Okay. So we walk into eBay, and I'm sitting, and I'm just going, oh, God, I don't like eBay. And everybody's answer to eBay is, yeah, I used to be on it, but it's horrible now, or yeah, it was horrible, so they left. Well, Jason and Kale, they were put on the presentation, and my mouth dropped. Now, I have to admit, I did have one client that we put onto eBay, and they were doing great. So I was kind of prepared to what they were saying. But everybody in the audience or in the group, their mouths were just dropping.
Yeah.
eBay does what? They provide what? You get a customer service person. You get a web page, like a brand page. You get this, you get that. And by being an empowering member, you get access to this person, the head of business development at the time. Yeah. The head. And, you know, you could ask any questions. And just to give you an example for eBay, and I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to, you know, not just trying to be a jerk and brag or anything, but one of our clients was able to take three SKUs on eBay, and these SKUs were hazmat issues, which they shouldn't be. They were beauty products. And we put them on eBay, and we got a total of $150,000 in sales per month over, it's still doing okay, but at that time, $150,000 a month off of eBay. And, you know, who would have thought?
So that might have probably worth a $500 membership to get that.
Yeah. But being able to have an ongoing conversation, like especially with Jason, who not only had like I could call him anytime, he gave me his number. I mean, it was really great. So I was able to form that relationship, and there was just so much like in that room. So when you go to conferences, you, depending on the conference, you can have people who are in the process, being oversold on something, impulse buys. But when I was in the Empowery conference, there was a group of, 80 people that were there. And we had eight-figure sellers. I don't think there was really too many smaller sellers. But again, like you answered Shane, you could easily have come, and it was affordable. It wasn't like a $10,000 fee or anything. It was very affordable, beautiful location. And anyways, that's the other power of going to a co-op, and no one is pitching.
Right.
No one.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's so much more, you know, I think every single one of our partners really understand this before we say yes to their partnership, and some understand it before we talk to them, but we make sure that it's a big deal that when you are doing business, when you're pitching, when you're, you know, trying to talk about your services, the best way to go about that is to help the person, see how you can help them, how your services could benefit them, and talk about that. That's much more interesting to the person you're talking to than, you know, a list of the things that you do, a list of your services, because on one side, it's a sales pitch and you're like, okay, how much is it going to cost me? And you're already kind of on guard. And on the other side, you're like, oh, that really could help me. And, you know, I think many of us as entrepreneurs think, you know, I wonder if I could do that myself. And that's not something you're going to be punished for here. if you want to do it yourself, we have some of our services we have split into, you know, here's how you learn how to do it yourself. Here's someone who can teach you to do it and like set things up for you. And here's someone who will do it full service for you, you know, because everyone's a little bit different. Everyone learns a little bit differently and everyone has a different setup and different strengths. I'm losing my lighting here. but yeah, it's less effective to try and do a sales pitch. And so when we're doing, when people are on stage for us, whether it's a virtual event or an actual event, they're not trying to sell you something. They're trying to help you better your business. And that is the best kind of sale. That's the best way to get business, to be honest, you know? Oh, Rob, it's good to see you.
Oh, Rob's there, my cigar buddy.
Yeah. And Victor, I saw that he was talking about Brooklyn. I remember that. That was really fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun. That was the last time I saw him.
Yeah.
And also got to give a shout out to Vanessa as well.
Yeah, Vanessa.
So, what was I going to say? It was about one of the other things. It's about bringing information to the forefront. And just very quickly, Empowery saw that there was an issue with, not so much an issue, but trying to dig into why events or just virtual summits were not bringing in more female speakers. There's incredible female entrepreneurs. Why, when you go to an event, is it 90 to 95% all male? And so you wanted to bring this out. Empowery wanted to bring this out. And you started the first all-female summit. Now, it's not because, so this was funny because I went and I was asked by a lot of people, why are you going to a female summit? Yeah. Well, let's see who's talking here. You know, we had Regina, there was so many.
Bella.
So many incredible entrepreneurs from all over, not just e-com brands, but CEOs like Stormy Simonson from High Times, Overstock, just great, incredible people that more and more and more people or events have to have a higher blend. It's got to be on a bigger platform where it's more 50-50. And you started that trend. Empowery started that trend for Amazon. And people don't really understand, like when you talk to we even here, I'm sure there's going to be some comments like, oh, what's the big deal? Why, you know, there is a big deal. And when you go and you hear what people had, the struggles or what they've done to become a better entrepreneur, single mom, doing this, doing that. So, and even like Stormy, oh my gosh, like the struggle she had from being a temp worker, and how she got to become the president of Overstock, then the CEO of High Times. Pretty interesting. So everybody had a really great backstory.
Yeah.
And that's what was interesting is that you can never walk in a person's shoe until you walk in their shoes. You know?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of assumptions made. I think that's part of why people don't think that that this is as big of a deal as some people are making it. And I think there's also, you know, maybe a subsection of people who take it maybe a little too far in some people's views. And so that maybe hinders the cause a little bit. But I think until you listen to what people have gone through, then, you know, it's hard to really understand why this is a big deal. And maybe it's not even what people have gone through, but how the events can change everything for them if they can hear from a woman's perspective. You know, I remember at the Empowery event itself, the Empowery Women's Conference, Regina was going to be a speaker at that conference, and so was Kirsty.
Kirsty Verdi.
Sorry. And so this was the big deal about this was that Regina had become an Amazon seller because she saw Kirsty Verdi on stage for Amazing Selling Machine SellerCon, whatever. And she was up there saying, you know, I'm from Australia, I could do it. And Regina was like, oh my gosh, she's from where I'm from. She's a woman, she could do it too. I can do it. And that's what the real difference is for us, is if we're in the audience, we have to be able to put ourselves in your shoes of the person who's talking. And for whatever reason, it's just a little bit harder if we're hearing it from a guy, because you'll even hear questions like this. I remember there was an event that Steve was speaking at. And one of the questions that came up to the panel was, I see that you're all men up there. Why can you do this and we can't? You know, what is it about you guys that makes you be able to be successful in this and there's no women being represented here? And that's the premise of that question is flawed, because there is nothing different. There's no reason why women can't do it. But if we only see men up there, it reinforces that maybe subconscious belief that we have in ourselves that that might be true. And so just having a little bit of shift there in the perspective of men and women alike, it's just very important. And it does no harm. So it does only good.
And since that, Danny McMillan had his, what was it called?
Branded by Women.
Branded excellent. By Women. Excellent. Yeah, that was another excellent event.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, Melissa, we're winding down. It's that time. We went 15 minutes over. Hopefully that wasn't too bad. It didn't throw off your schedule, but
no.
This is great. Okay.
I want to say one last thing, if you don't mind, Norm. I just want to say for anyone who's listening that, you know, sometimes with a new idea or something that doesn't sound like anything else that you've seen, it's hard to really make a jump on it. It's not familiar. You know, what's hiding behind the too good to be true feeling that I'm getting here. I just want to tell people some of the wins that we have had that have made an impact on sellers' lives. You know, for some of them, they were at the $500 level with no monthly fee. Some are at the shareholder level. But we've had people who, again, the one person who came in, they made, I think, $3,000 or $4,000 within that 3-month period that they had been in there, and they got a check for that the next year when we cut checks for cash back. And that covered their entire year of monthly fees. We had someone who had a container on the water from China to Seattle, and their 3PL said, we can't fit your stuff. And they were freaking out. And so they called us. This is what I mean by us being a lighthouse in the rough seas of entrepreneurship. When you have a problem that it seems like it cannot be solved and that the only thing you can do is just take the hit and see what happens next. This is where we come in. This is where we make a difference. We contacted our 3PL company and said, do you have room? And we even had some of our members who were warehousing some of their product in that storage facility who were able to move and make room for this other person. That's what it means to be in a co-op. They were able to get their stuff to land and they didn't have to reship it or have any additional costs. That's the power of the co-op.
I also remember having a call once that, you know, somebody had talked to you about something that I guess we were going through a transition and we were just switching over servers. So some of our emails got deleted, and one was from a member of the co-op. And they asked you what was going on. We can't get a hold of PR Reach. You called me immediately and just said, what's going on? Like this person, and it was, you know, you've got that power that we have to jump. When you say jump, you know, we jump high to correct the problem. And so that's the other power. It's not just PR Reach. It's, you know, all the other people that you have involved. Now, what are some of the other partners that are involved with Empowery?
So, I mean, we've got, you know, two freight companies that we will have every time someone wants a quote, we have both of them provide a quote so that we make sure they're staying competitive, because even amongst our partners, there's still some fields that, you know, sometimes their fees just tend to go up. So we keep them on the edge of the hammer, like you said.
The hammer.
And then we have a couple of 3PL companies. We're looking for more of those so that we can help people have faster shipping throughout the United States. There's some right now who are cutting back on their ability to do removal orders. So we're constantly looking for more of those. See you, Victor. Thank you so much for joining us. We have graphic design. We have accounting. We have legal services, right? E-com attorneys. I could give you links to so many of our partners. We have ranking services. We have chatbots. You know, we have ways that you can learn to make your own chatbots. We have people who can help you make the chatbots for you. We have PPC, and we have, you know, courses so that you can learn how to do PPC. We have people who will set it up for you, and then you just run it yourself. And then we have the final level where they'll do full service done for you. Pretty much anything that you can think of when you are like, and this is the thing, you can be thinking to yourself, my sales have gone down, my customers aren't engaging. And then you can call us. You might not have pinpointed the problem yet. But if you call us, then we can say, have you done this? Have you tried that? And we can put you in touch with 3, 4, 5, 10 of our partners who might have something that they can offer you. And then you decide, like, no, you're right, I haven't done, you know, videos. I'm not taking advantage of that. That's something I should do. I'm not doing enough, you know, this. I should hire one of the freelancers from one of these companies to work on my social media, whatever it is. We can help you find a solution.
Hey, great. And your favorite company, is it a press release?
It's content marketing?
PRE. There we go.
No question about it.
Oh, there we go. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we end the podcast?
No, I think we covered it pretty well. I want to invite anyone to contact us if they have any questions. You can go to empowery.com/contact. One thing I would say, if you have reached out to us before or you weren't sure if you if it was right for you, we are like this week brand new launching a whole new way of doing empowering. So the premise has always remained the same, but we are now launching a member portal where you are able to go in there, view all of our partners. You have a button so you can engage with them or get a quote from them, or get started right then. And you have all of the content that we have created over the past several years. And this is a really new and beautiful thing that we have just now put together this week to finally be the culmination of what we really are about in a visual way that you can see and take away. So that's very exciting for us.
Very for you good. Guys. And your email?
Melissa@empowery.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/empowery co-op, and Twitter @empowery co-op.
Great. Oh, and another shout out to my old artillery buddy, Hi. Dave Aberly. Okay. Oh, there is another question here. Is this for sellers in U.S.?
We currently have members and partners who are based in the UK, in Australia, in Canada, in the US. So we have, I mean, Serbia, right? We have pretty much anywhere you can think of, we've got things. And when we are working with our partners, we find out, you know, are you able to accommodate someone outside of the States, or is this for US companies alone, and whether it matters if you're located outside of the US but your business is founded in the US. So we find out all that stuff for you if that's somebody that you want to engage with.
Right. Okay, Melissa. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast today. It was a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much, Norm. You're such a wonderful human. I appreciate knowing you. You're awesome.
Well, I can't wait till we get to another event to see each other again.
I know. Have a good day, Norm. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Okay. So, everybody, that was it. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast about Amazon co-ops. Please check it out at empowery.com. Again, we don't normally talk about a specific service, but there's only one Amazon co-op for sellers and for partners. And also, if you're interested in becoming a partner, contact Melissa, and she's not that bad. She's not really a hammer. But anyway, I think that's it. Kelsey, what are we supposed to do?
If you're still watching at the end of the show, like it right now, and share this video. It does so much good for us. It gets different eyes on our show. If you haven't already, please like the Facebook post. Or like it on YouTube, share it to your friends, or any Amazon sellers out there that you think would be interested, tag them. Follow us on social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We are a podcast now officially, so anywhere you find your podcast, you can follow us and like us. And we've got a brand new website, lunchwithnorm.com. And yeah, I think right. that's
so just to go over next week or this week's schedule, tomorrow or sorry, Wednesday, we've got David Gimes. If you do not know David, you probably don't know David. He's not one of these people that goes out and talks to 100 podcasts. He has started two companies that have been over 8 figures off Amazon. The sales that he gets on Amazon, very minor. He focuses on driving traffic over to his Shopify stores. I've seen both of these stores. I've known him for a couple of years. He's an amazing guy. He's a humble guy. And he's going to really show you how to crack the code when it comes to Shopify. And then, and I have to say, the Friday show, this is because of a referral. And I want to just get to that. If you know of somebody that wants to be on the show, let us know. Rob Stanley's shot over a bunch of people. Rob Burns has shot over a bunch of people. And this is coming from Rob. So Chris Brewer from OMG. So a lot of people do know Chris Brewer. If you haven't, check him out. He's an authority when it comes to e-commerce. OMG is an incredible organization. You'll want to stay and listen to everything that he has to say. Once again, subscribe to our newsletter at normferrar.com or go over to Lunch with Norm. And then Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, if you want to watch this live, come on over and watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And I think that's it for today's show, Kelsey.
I have one little thing. If you do know someone that is interested in the show, that is an expert in the field, has a particular perspective on something Amazon or e-commerce related, you can, where is it? Over here. Contact me at k@lunchwithnorm.com and I can send you a form to fill out or your friend to fill out. And we're doing something a little different this week with how we're promoting the shows. If you head over to Norman Farrar, AKA the Beard Guy, Lunch with Norm, you can see the events for the week. So if you're interested in the event or you want to see what we have, you can go to our event tab and you'll see the different events for the week. And if you're interested, you can RSVP and then you'll get the notification. Or you can post your questions there, everything.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you again for staying with us. It's been almost an hour. That's fantastic. Yeah. So enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. And we look forward to seeing you again.
And thank you, everyone. Lunch with Norm.